We are learning Maseches Baba Basra Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the brand new Mishnah on top of Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah: if someone sells a base kur offer, and he says b'simonov b'nish b'mitzarov, he maps it out to the guy. He says, "Look, I'm selling you a base kur offer, and it's bordered by the lake on the right side, the garden on the left side. There's a road on the back, and here it sits on the front. Exactly, it shows exactly where it is. So here already." You could say that the guy saw what he's buying and accepted it. So even though when I say base kur offer, we already spoke about before, the base kur offer also does not mean exactly base kur. Because even though he didn't speak out hein chasa and yasar, it's ki'ilu I spoke at hein chasa and yasar. When we had a shayla 2 days ago, what's the lashon of stoma? So it comes out that's just like hein chasa and yasar. So when I say base kur offer machalach, even pichas kalshu or hoisa kalshu, the halacha is that in any case, you get up to 1/24th. But here, it was even more than that. You even gave them the borders, which says that, look what you see what you get. So the halacha is, you can be off by much more. The halacha is like this. Piches shtos hegiri. Up to a sixth, even though it's less a sixth than the base core, which means per saw is missing a kav per saw. Remember, before we said roiva per saw, which is 1/24th, a kav is 1/6. So it's four times the amount that's missing. Hegir, it's a good sale. Ad shtos, yinake. But if it's more than a shtos, until a shtos, then yinake. If it's more than a kav, until a kav, it's missing four kav per saw, which is two-thirds, and all the way down to a kav, the loch is that yinake. So then, If it's too, you have to take off the price, the purchase price, it'll be menachem on the purchase price. That's the halacha of this Mishnah. Now, what about shtus itself? That's to be a machlekes in the Gemara. Itmar Rav Huna Omar, shtus kepachas b'shtus. If it's missing exactly a shtus, so it's just like pachas b'shtus, and there's a mechila on that. Again, the reason why we're saying there's a mechila over here is that Kivin, I'll read the lashon of the Rashbam. Lashon of Rashbam is like, right after the Gemara on the right side, right after the Gemara, a few lines after the Gemara, says, "Tekivin the Herloi Hamitzarim." Since I showed you the borders, command the Zavon Sadzu Stomadami Kamay Shehu Ben Katam and Gadol. I'm telling you, this is look, this is what I'm telling you. El Dahani Ma the Oma Base Kor, the word Base Kor help you. She Karav Base Kor, she close to Base Kor. She Nechas Yosim Ashtos. V'chein lo have a Mois Yosim Ashtos. It has to be within a sixth. That's why I said Base Kor. But if I go with you, I'm selling you that field over there. I'll tell you how much it is. No, I'm selling you that field. But here, you said the word Base Kor. That makes that you can't be off by more than a sixth. Now the shayla is a sixth itself. What's the halacha? So Rav Huna Amar Shtos Kepachas Ashtos. A sixth is like less than a Shtos, and that's Mechila. Rav Yehuda Imer, shtus ki yesem shtus. Shtus is like more than a shtus, and then you have to be menake, or if it's too much, you have to give it back. Both ways. So what shtus itself is like more than a shtus. There's no bitul mekach over here. Like the Rashbam speaks out in the Mishnah, this shtus is not a din I know. Don't do what I know. There's only a know by metalto. Kakeron's thing is I know. That if I sell you of something, a shava pruta for $100, I sell you a property that's worth $1 for $100, there's no way no bitul mekach. That's the Rashbam Shri. It's a gear. It's a shir derabanan that since you spoke out Beis Kur and you said b'samadav matzarav, what's the shir mechila? So no bitul mekach whatsoever. We have a phone thing also. If you gave too much, you minus it off. That's all. No bitul mekach at all. So itmar, Rav Huna amar shtus kepachas b'shtus, Rav Huna amar shtus kez b'shtus. The phone explains. Rav Huna amar shtus kepachas b'shtus. He reads the Mishnah like this. Hach kamar. Piches, pachas b'shtus, vishtus b'chlal, higir, is the mechila. Yoyisim b'shtus yinake, because he holds, ad shtus loyad b'chlal. Ad shtus yinake, which means it's more than a shtus, until shtus, yinake, but shtus alone is like pachas b'shtus. Rav Yehuda amar, shtus is kiyoyisim b'shtus. It's more than a shtus. Hach kamar. Pachas b'shtus higir. Less than a shtus is mechila. Ad shtus, the shtus bechlal yinake, but tol shtus and the shtus bechlal, the loch is yinake, you should minus off. Should minus off from the amount of money. Faith Mara Kashma Braisa, it says, Mesvei, Bismanov, Mitzorov, Mitzmanov, Mitzorov, Mismanov, Mesvei, Mismanov, Mitzorov, Piche shtus, or Hesh shtus, Hareu Kashum Adiyonim. It says in the Brayis, the interesting thing. It says, if someone sells a property, b'simanov mitzarov, he puts it into the simanov mitzarov, he puts it into these borders. The halacha is, piche shtos or hoyse shtos. If it was off by a shtus or more than, or is the property is bigger than a shtus, hareyu kashuma adiyanim. He's like shuma adiyanim hegiya. Now what's shuma adiyanim? What is a shuma adiyanim that if Bezdin sits down and evaluates a property in order to take from the assignment, the halacha is if they're off by a shtus, mechram batal. That's the halacha. If Bezdin sits down and says this property of the assignment is this amount of money and they're off, the halacha is it's batal. That's the halacha feed the Tanakhama there. There's a man yama August is came ma koyach bezin yafa shemimil, but that's the man yama Tanakhama. So it sounds like over here, what are we saying? We're saying over here that the Sefta says that if you have a pichas osa hishlus, it's like shum adiyanim, which would sound like it's batal. And then it says higiyoy. Then it says higiyoy that you it's a mechila. So. It's a little, the whole price is funny, but the Gemara is cast like this. Vashum adiyanim the shtos kiyos and shtos lachis. Vashum adiyanim if it's pichas shtos or hoitz shtos, it's like more than shtos and it's bottle. So you see a raya not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna said shtos is like less than a shtos, and here the price says that by the case of one of its arav, it's like shum adiyanim. So it's a kasha or Rav Huna. Omlach Rav Huna v'latamecha giyah katani. I understand why it's better for you. It says a giyah. It says mechila. And by Shema Diyanim, it's not a Mechila. Here it says Mechila. I'm saying, you tell me it's like Shema Diyanim. It says not like that. It says Shtos is a Gia. It's a riot to me. Elamai, what does it mean for Shema Diyanim? It means like the Madiyama holds by Koich Bezin Yafa. We hold, said that by Shema Diyanim, the Madiyama says that the Bezin always wins out. Ma Koich Bezin Yafa. So it's like that Madiyama. Like Ma Koich Bezin Yafa. So that's what a Gia means. So it's a riot. Forget it, it's a riot to me. So now it's a Kasha on Rav Yehuda. So Gemara says, no, Rav Yehuda will answer like this. It's like the Gears here, Omale Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda will answer, that's the Bach's Gears, Omale Rav Yehuda, Kishuma Diyanim, L'shtos, like Kishuma Diyanim, Dilo Hasam, Batul Mekach, Vila Hachal Yigiyai. All we're showing is that Shtos is like more than a Shtos. There, Shtos, more than Shtos is Batul Mekach. And here, the Loch is that it's, here, Vila Hachal Yigiyai, here the Loch is that Yigiyai. So that's it was Minigiyoy, still Shvar, Higiyoy, but he was saying Shtos was saying it's like more than Shtos. We're saying this, Vilahacha Higiyoy means that the Mekach is not bottle. We're saying it's like a din like Shum HaDiyonim, but it has been like Shum HaDiyonim, which means a what? That Shtos is like more than Shtos. But Shum HaDiyonim, it's bottle. Here, Higiyoy means you just give back the property. That's all. You give back the property or you give back the money, whatever the case is, whether it's more or less, you give back the money or the property. But the Mekach is not bottle. But we are comparing it to Shema Diyanim, like my name says it's bottle, and we are saying that Shtos is like more than Shtos, but it's not the same halacha. There's Bittul Mekach. Here, Higiyoy means not that it's a Mechila. Here, the word Higiyoy means, the word Higiyoy means that you just menake from either purchase price or you give back the property. That's what Higiyoy means. So the Machlokes had to learn this Tosefta. According to Rav Huna, Higiyoy means Mechila. And what do you mean, like Shema Diyanim, means like the Man Diyanim Shema Gamil holds that deer that it works. Mashaykh, according to the Man Diyanim, it means it reaches, it means you just menake or you give back the money. That's what it means, Higiyoy.